This next poem is called Failed Tribute to the Stonemason of Torhouse, Robinson Jeffers. I've been reading a lot of Jeffers' poetry and a Jeffers biography, and was, I think, pretty involved in him and his life and in his works. And finally came time to, I thought, to go down and pay homage to his to the house he had built. It's in Carmel, and when he and his wife Una, when they were first married in about, I don't know, whenever it was, 1908 or 1909, they happened upon Carmel. They had some friends there. Carmel was a very small artistic colony in those days. A few novelists and painters, very small. And it was a terrifically rugged landscape. And Jeffers, who'd been a very fancy-free character, they'd lived a million different places. He'd been educated at many different schools and in Europe. And his father was probably crazy. He was some kind of religious fanatic. I don't remember what kind, but they moved all the time. He was crazy besides being a religious fanatic. And they moved all the time. They were always moving, sending Jeffers to a different school each year. And anyway, Jeffers had never been very attached to anything. But he was attached to this woman that he married. And so he found this landscape, and it just, changed him instantly. And he wanted to settle there. So his wife sort of designed the house. It was designed after some castle she'd seen in England. And they hired a contractor, and to make sure that they did the job right, she encouraged Jeffers to get a job with the contractor as an apprentice stonemason, which he did, and he worked with them for however long, 3 or 4 years. And then when they finished the basic part of the house, the contractor was released, and Jeffers went on then for years building it himself, building onto this house. So, there are a lot of other things I suppose I could say, but I don't know if they're necessary. Jeffers was sort of known for many things. I love his poetry very much, but during his lifetime, and maybe even now, I think things are beginning to change, but during his lifetime he was accused of a lot of things, mainly being a misanthrope. He realized at a very young age, that he wanted to write, he said that he wanted to write only about permanent things. He didn't want to, bother with our little fleeting fancies, and that he was interested in the permanent things of this planet. And so he was accused of being a misanthrope. That was one of the things. There were other problems, but that's enough. I suppose about half of you have probably been to Carmel also. We traveled down to see your house, Torhouse, Hawk Tower, in Carmel, California. It was not quite what I thought it would be. I wanted it to be on a hill, with a view of the ocean unobstructed by other dwellings. 50 years ago, I know you had a clean walk to the sea, hopping from boulder to boulder, the various sea fowl rightly impressed with your lean, stern face. But today, with our cameras cocked, we had to sneak and crawl through trimmed lawns to even verify the identity of your strange carbuncular creation, now rented to trillionaire non-literary folk from Pasadena. Edged in on all sides by tri-level pasteboard phantasms, it took a pair of good glasses to barely see some newlyweds feed popcorn to an albatross. Man is a puny thing, divorced, whether he knows it or not, and pays his monthly alimony, his child support. Year after year, you strolled down to this exceptionally violent shore and chose your boulder. The arms grew as the house grew, as the mind grew to exist outside of time, beyond the dalliance of your fellows. Today, I hate Carmel. I seek libation in the tiki bar. Naked native ladies are painted in iridescent orange on velvet cloth. The whole town loves art. And I donate this Singapore sling to the memory of it. And join the stream of idlers simmering outside. Much as hawks circled your head when you cut stone all afternoon, kids with funny hats on motor scooters keep circling the block. Jeffers